Okay, I'm here with Rupa Ganatra, and I hear that this is going to be the last interview. And it's the last interview because you are instrumental. I started with, I believe, your buddy, Mr. Berger.
Right? Yeah.
And we're going to end it with Rupa, who's... How'd you get involved with this?
So, when I was... I became an entrepreneur from investment banking industry. I was in the industry for 8.5 years. I left to start my own business. And I quickly saw that there were businesses of all sizes, from big brands and retailers to small startups, were trying to figure out what their future looked like. We then had this customer, this millennial mindset of today's customer that's changing at a faster pace than ever before. And businesses were trying to figure out what this customer means for their future. So it was really about bringing unique ecosystems together to come and solve the problem, like amazing speakers on stage, amazing exhibitors showcasing the latest technologies and solutions, and it was really about bringing the whole thing together.
And no less, you did it on 5th Avenue, 38th Street, in New York, New York.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I'll tell you, I've done, I mean, I think the other things that I've done on 5th Avenue in New York are all at the Plaza. I mean, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It's amazing. I started my internship and career in New York,
Then
I was in London, and it's amazing to come back with this event. We've traveled it from London to Singapore and now to New York,
So
it's really amazing to be here.
What's good news for you? What's good news for you in any aspect of your life? Work, life, whatever.
The good news for me is how you can make a difference outside of your work. So we all as human beings have a responsibility to give back. Not everyone is as fortunate as we are in life. And so I take a lot of time to give back. I have run a charity in India for street children. Some of our children have now gone on to get scholarships in America and other parts of the world. And so I really think it's important, and it's our duty to do way more than what we have been set out to do in our work.
That's music to my ears. I'm going to ask you one last question, which is basically in your soul, I can see already. We're very involved with World Peace. The International Day of Peace is September 21st. And 193 countries agree to a day of peace with the United Nations. And so I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So I'd like to ask you, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me the world just being kinder to each other. You can't make big changes in one go, so it's about everyone taking their role in that journey and making small steps every day to achieve that.
I love it. Let me get a picture of this rose, which is... Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.